Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Log Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, that's listening now and listening later. Happy Monday. I have been led and all the angels, God's angels, and Mr. Holy Ghost, I call him Mr. Holy, but or Mrs. Holy, whatever you feel comfortable with, and Jesus, of course. I'm a believer, and so they said, do this. I'm trying to get it done this today, and I just almost ran out of time. I'm walking, because I walk just about everywhere. I'm walking to the gym, and I'm going to do a bike, and then I'm going to do a ballet bar. Isn't that cool? Fun, huh? Nothing like working your body, mind, and spirit. And you know, because God gives us this great body. He gives us wonderful heart. And so I'm just glad to be able to talk to you today. You know, what's some things to be grateful for? Well, I'm grateful that I can do this podcast, right? And I'm grateful that whoever's listening now or later, that it will help you. I know it helps me. So I'm trying to really come from my heart. Not trying. I am coming from my heart, because when you come from your mind, you make things transactional, right? A lot of times. When you come from your heart, it's about transformation. So that's what I'm trying to do. Or not trying to do doing. Just being grateful, grateful for you guys, grateful, as I said, for this podcast to do it, grateful for my business, and super happy about things that are going on. My dad has decided to come aboard with me, and as you know, Lisa Coyle's here. She and I will be doing a show tomorrow, and so I'm excited about that, and I'm also excited about, you know, some business stuff that are going on. I'm trying to get Angel Coaches on Spotify. I am, so we'll see if that works. I know that I can. I'm just not sure at the process. So anyway, that's what I'm doing there, because we're already on Apple, and we've got some really cool things coming up for you. Those who are listening, and some cool workshops. As I said, my father is quite a theologian, and he went to seminary, and so he knows a lot about the Bible, about life, about Jesus and God, and we, you know, I was so fortunate, and I didn't realize that we never do until we're older, right? Or maybe not older, maybe wiser. Maybe that comes with age, I think. But he's so wise about the Bible, and he said, "See," he said, "you know," he told me this morning. I was talking to him. He said, "Take God with you." I go, "He's right here beside me," and I like the idea of having a personal relationship with God. And it's something that I never really achieved until I became a believer in, gosh, when was it? April 2020. So it's been a little over a year now. And my father, as I said, I grew up in the church, so I know a lot about it, know a lot about the Bible, but it's real personal to me now, God and the angels. And so that can be personal to you, too. So all you have to do is say, "Hey, God, I'd like to have a personal relationship with you." And, I got to tell you something. That is transformational right there. So, you know, if you say, "Okay, I'm going to turn everything over to God and Jesus," and you go, "Well, I don't believe in Jesus. I don't believe in God." Well, try it out. See what happens. And, you know, because God's three, the Trinity. I call them the Holy Family. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, and all of God's angels. They'll help you. So I know people have a heavy heart sometimes on Monday because they're like, "Oh, my goodness, I have to deal with things," right? I know that someone looked at it before. So just so you know, you can ask for help with anything. And for any of those that are getting close to the holidays, I had a friend of mine tell me he bought all his gifts yesterday. He's funny. I haven't even started. I have you guys, right? And we do everything online now. But if you know, there's angels out there that help you too. Like there's an angel of marriage. So some of us men and women, I know, you know, we do it a little different. But all of us want an amazing, great love from our partner, right? a husband, wife, or whatever. And so, you know, if you want that great love, just call on God. Say, hey, I want a great love. And then the angel of God is Daniel of marriage. He says, hey, ask me for help. I'll help you too. So you can never have too many angels. You can only have one God, right? That's what I feel anyway. And Jesus on everything. So just ask. Ask for help. You know, if you want a new job, if you want to have a promotion, you want to start your own business, God's there to say, you know. And one of the things that I always ask for is, God, what can I do for you, right? And how can I help you? How can I worship you better? Right? Because we tend to make God transactional, right? I want to be married. I want to have a new job. I want this, this, and this, right? So I tell you, if you start using God, or think about the idea of using God to be transformational, amazing. So how can I serve you better? How can I be stronger? I love you, God. I just want to share that with you. So that means, and so I want to be a better soul. I want to just work with my life to show me how I can serve you more. That's right. And so then that makes God's like, hey, I got you covered. And you know, then you start developing a personal relationship. There's really no reason to be afraid of God. I don't fear God. I always fear, if there's a fear, about hurting feelings. I'm walking down South Beach right now. And as I said, I'm going to Ballet Bar. And I am also going to ride a bike. Love riding a bike. Love going to Ballet Bar. So anyway, I hope that helps. So I just say, hey, thank you for the great energy. And just say, I want to, and I apologize about the noise. I don't really, because I knew I was going to come down here and do this podcast. But anyway, so in your life in South Beach, it's 82 degrees, such a perfect day, I think. I like the temperature to be between 72 and 80, 82. It's good. Even 85, any day is better when you got your love for yourself, love for God, love for your family, love for your friends, love for who you are and what you do and what you're being. Anyway, happy Monday, everybody. If you want to reach out and get some information about our workshops that we're going to do, hit me up with a text at 954-636-9401. Once again, that's 954-636-9401. And, yeah, I'd be glad to give you any information possible. We're doing a podcast or a workshop about making God personal to you, having a friendship, and I'm super excited about it. Wouldn't it be great to get transformation instead of transactions? Can you imagine your life when you transform it? That's God and you working together, God and angels, God Jesus, God and Holy Spirit working together to transform your life. Man, what a great concept! Because it's like, imagine that you've been an employee for a long time and you get the job of your dreams. That's kind of like how it is, okay? Transformation, rather than a little bit of it like it is. Or imagine you're overweight, extremely overweight, whatever that means to you, and you lose the weight and you get yourself and have more energy, more love, and feel better about yourself. That's transformational, rather than going out. And not that this is wrong, because I love shopping. Who doesn't? I'm a woman, right? I love a lot of shopping, too. Anyway, hi, cutie dog. Anyway, so imagine being able to do that and just loving your life, right? You and God walking together side by side, all the angels. I'm going to cry. I would like that for you. And if you want to take the workshop, then hit me up with the text, 954-636-9401. And Lisa and I are doing a podcast tomorrow, and we do it on different aspects of a relationship, men, women, you know, because relationships are work relationships, business relationships, job relationships, husband, wife relationships, and great love relationships, whatever that means to you. Anyway, I want you to know that. And so we'll be on tomorrow talking about relationships again, the different aspects. And I love Lisa. She's amazing. And she's been in a great relationship for a long time. Relationship with herself, like I have a great relationship with myself. And I'm in the process of dating, meeting someone wonderful and special. So I'll share my journey about that a little bit tomorrow. Anyway, you guys take care. Lots of love and light. And enjoy your Monday. I'm wishing everyone the best with love and joy and everything. Love, joy. Good stuff for you today. Great energy. Don't worry. Just turn it over to God. So I'm going to say a prayer. Dear God, dear Jesus, dear Holy Spirit, thank you for those who are listening to this now and who will listen to it later. Thank you for helping them and taking care of them. Thank you for them with their journey and their questions about the relationship, business, personal, husband, wife, girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever. Thank you for helping them with that. Thank you for helping with the choices that they're making. Thank you so much for that. And if I can help them any way I can, help them find me, or I'll find them, however that looks. And I love you, God and Jesus and Holy and all of God's angels. I love you so very much with all my heart. And we say amen, and so it is. Anyway, you guys have a wonderful, wonderful day, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye now. I will see you tomorrow if you want to listen to Lisa at 4:30 p.m. If you'd like to know what God's saying for you, and the angels, can hit me up with a text, 954-636-9401. I want to help. Okay, everyone, 954-636-9401. Take care. Much love. May God transformational you in your life. Those actions, you can still take care of that for you when you work on your relationship with Him, or however you see God. I see God as void energy, right? Anyway, take care. Bye now.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.